Number five was deferred at the beginning of the meeting, so we are ready for items 6, 7, and 8. Brought up together, they're for the same general project. Item 6 is PR 2019-2761, SI 2021-255, site plan amendment. And this would be for 6501 Eagle Rock Avenue Northeast. And this would help to release item 7. Parcel PR 2019-2761 SI 2021-256 for a new site plan at 6700 and 6716 Modesto. And then the associated plat with item 7 is item 8, PR 2019-2761 SD 2021-53 preliminary final plat, SD 2019-56 vacation of public easement of a 15-foot gas line, SD 2019-55 vacation of public easement 20-foot water line, and SD 2021-54 vacation of 5-foot PNM and MST&T easement. And that plat location is Modesto Avenue. Okay, welcome back. And Ms. Fishman, welcome back. And let's go ahead and get you entered into the record.
Okay. Thank you, Madam Chair. My name is Jackie Fishman. My address is 302 8th Street Northwest, Albuquerque, 87102.
Okay. Do you swear affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Okay. And is there anyone else you'd like me to bring into the record at this point?
Probably Jeremy Schell, our project engineer.
Yes, that sounds like a great idea. Mr. Schell, I can't find you.
This is Jeremy. Can y'all hear me?
Oh, there you are. Okay. Go ahead and give us your name, address, and I'll swear you in.
This is Jeremy Schell with Respec. Address is 5971 Jefferson.
Do you swear affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Okay. Ms. Fishman, go ahead and give us an update.
Okay. Thank you, Madam Chair. Jackie Fishman here. So since we were at DRB 2 weeks ago, we met with Solid Waste, specifically Jill Holbert, the director of Solid Waste, and I believe the manager of the convenience center next door to our west, as well as Maggie Gould. We had a productive conversation. Prior to that, our team had did a slight redesign of the site plan. We moved our westernmost building, which is building number 7, I believe, further away from that west edge or that west property line. So we are now just slightly under 19 feet from the closest part of the building to the west property line. As you know, prior to that, we had already heightened our wall to 8 feet, but the additional width there that we created allowed us to add more plant materials and add taller trees. And so I believe with that, we've really addressed the issue to the best of our abilities. We also made a change to the note. I think it's note 35, if I'm not mistaken, keynote, about the STE rating. We have committed to a 50 STC rating, which I think your building department had already identified that would be acceptable. So with those changes to the site plan, however, that required us to revise our grading plan ever so slightly. Mr. Schell did that and resubmitted to hydrology, but my understanding is it hasn't been reviewed yet, but that hydrology was willing to accept delegation on that one point. And we also, I believe, updated the infrastructure list. But I think with these changes, we've addressed everything that we were asked to address.
Kate, thank you, Ms. Fishman. And I want to like double thank you because I think you with haste went about and took care of all of these items. And I just really want to thank you for doing that. And I think it's going to benefit these apartment dwellers and the solid waste center both. So thank you very much. Okay, let's go to comment from the public. Is there any member of the public that wishes to speak on items 6, 7, or 8? And that would include agencies. I see Ms. Holbert is here. Did you want to speak today, Ms. Holbert?
This is Jill Holbert. No, I'm just observing. Thank you.
Okay. Let's go ahead then. I don't see anyone else. There's a lot of people here, so I'm hoping not to miss anyone. So press star 9 if you're on the phone. And please speak up if somehow I've missed you or you couldn't get through at this point. Okay, let's go to DRB comments. And if you can be clear about, since we have three actions here, 6 is a site plan amendment, 7 is the site plan, and 8 is the plat. If you can kind of be clear about what your comments relate to. So let's go to Water Authority.
Good morning, Blaine Carter for the Water Authority. For item number 6, the site plan amendment, we have no objection. For item number 7, the site plan, again, we have no objection. We're in agreement with the infrastructure list. The waterline route, new route has been approved, and the availability statement 210206 has been issued. For the record, the gated access to water meter vault to the south is required with this project. I think there's a note to that effect already on the plans. For item number 8 on the preliminary plat and these various vacations of easement, we have no objections to the vacations. We just note that for the waterline easement, the vacation is conditioned upon granting of a paper easement for the public waterline immediately following the recording of the plat. We've received that paper easement and reviewed it, and we are ready to sign that when we're provided with a signed copy of the easement document. For the plat itself, the offsite easements that are proposed shall be recorded and referenced on this plat prior to approval. So that's something that we would need to see prior to signing. And again, we've reviewed the paper easement documents for the one on site, and that would be recorded immediately following the plat. So I think overall, we would accept delegation for signature on the plat until after the offsite easement is recorded and a copy of the instrument number is provided to APCWA and put on the plat. That's all I have. If you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer. Thank you.
Okay, any questions for Mr. Carter?
Madam Chair, Jackie Fishman again, not for me. I don't know if Denise or Jeremy wanted to comment on those.
This is Jeremy, no questions at this time. Thank you, Blaine.
Thank you. Ms. King?
Yes, I'm here.
Let's go ahead and swear you in. Give us your name, address.
This is Denise King from Cartesian Surveys. The address is P.O. Box 44414, Rio Rancho, New Mexico, 87174.
Do you swear affirm to tell the truth?
Yes.
Okay. Your comments or questions?
No comments or questions right now.
Okay, great. So I swore you in so you could say you have no comments.
Yes.
Well, that was fun. Okay, thank you, Ms. King. All right, let's go to, I can't remember where we're at. I think we're at code enforcement.
Correct. Carl Garcia with code enforcement regarding items 6, 7, and 8. All previous comments have been addressed and code enforcement has no other comments or objections. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Parks and Recreation.
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with the Parks and Recreation Department. We have no comments on six. On item seven, which is the site plan, I know you've been working very closely with planning on the buffer. So it was just a comment on whether that could be all evergreen trees or alternating with evergreen, considering that the ash trees that are shown are a kind of a not a lot of screening effect. So that was the only comment. It's just a suggestion. Thank you.
And you mean during the winter, right?
Yes, I would. This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Rec. In the winter, they are bare, and then in the summer, they have kind of a very light effect of leaves, you know, compared to some other species. And then no comments on item eight.
Okay. Ms. Fishman, do you have any questions or thoughts on that?
Yes, Madam Chair, this is Jackie Fishman again. We have the smaller trees, and I'm trying to think what they are. I'm looking them up. They are evergreen in between the ash. I'm trying to find
the juniper.
Yeah.
Is it the juniper?
Sorry, the Spartan juniper. Those are
12 feet
in height. We have packed that in there. It's almost solid. So I would really rather not have a completely solid evergreen side there. I think it would be overwhelming. We already have a lot of evergreen trees in there. So I think the ash gives a little bit of variety. So I would respectfully decline to change that all to evergreen trees. We also have, okay. You know, I'm looking at our landscape plan right now. The spiky kind of symbol on the north and south end, those I believe are Austrian pines. So those are, they're evergreen. The smaller circles in between, the Raywood ash are all evergreen. And so I think we have a pretty solid wall there of plant material.
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Rec. I don't think there's anything we can require in species. The ash are deciduous, though not.
Right, I realize that. I'm sorry, I'm speaking out of turn, Madam Chair. I'm, you know, I'm a landscape designer. I understand what kind of trees they are, but I think I would rather have some deciduous trees mixed in with the evergreens. And so I respectfully disagree with Cheryl on her suggestion.
Okay, thank you. Let's go to hydrology.
Mr. Mayho, hydrology. Hydrology has received a revised conceptual grading and drainage plan, but have yet to review it. Hydrology can take delegation and will approve once the revised conceptual grading and drainage plan is approved, and we can take delegation for the site plan and for the plat.
Okay, so Mr. Armijo, I'm hearing on the plat side of that Water Authority would be willing to take delegation as well. On that one, would you be willing to assign me? You would have delegation on the site plan, and then I would wait for you to sign off on that before I would sign the plat. Is that sufficient or not?
Ernest Armijo, hydrology. Typically, I would prefer that it remain with hydrology, but I understand Water Authority's position. And so for the plat, I'm willing to allow to have planning be the delegated authority on that.
Okay, thank you, sir. Let's go to transportation.
Good morning, this is Jean Wolfenberger with transportation. All previous comments have been addressed and transportation has no objection to any of the proposed actions. Thank you.
Okay. And that's like a gold star. That's great. Okay, thank you, Ms. Wolfenberger. Planning comments.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. I don't know who wants to lead the charge on this, but because we all jumped in. But I'll just note that we addressed in the comment memo that the resubmittal has addressed planning comments by moving the westernmost proposed building to be set back further. The updated Keynote 35, as Ms. Fishman noted, updated the landscape plan, added site note 15, and added a cross-section exhibit. And we did add late last night the comments from Catalina regarding the existing cell tower. And we just, she noted that it would be prudent to allow space for a drop zone, at least the height of the tower. In the event of this tower falling, the city shall not be held liable because of the subject site developed after the cell tower was installed and was fully aware of its presence. I don't know if we want to go into that further, but I'll just note that the only comments on the site plan we have are that because there's an infrastructure list included with the site plan, we'll need to record an IIA prior to final sign off from planning. And the solid waste signature is missing on this latest site plan submittal, so we'll need that prior to distribution of the site plan for DRB e-signatures. Regarding the plat, I believe everything's addressed. The only question I would have about that is if you guys got the DXF file approval email. We have no comments on the site plan amendment. So that's what I have.
Okay, let's circle around here. Ms. Fishman,
yes.
What are your thoughts about a drop zone? Have you thought through that for your project?
Yes, Madam Chair, this is Jackie Fishman again. I've talked to the developer, he's on the call. We acknowledge the comments and we are good with how we've designed our site. So.
Okay.
I think just one quick question again is in terms of solid waste, their plan reviewer reviewed this twice. We've had it signed off a couple times. We're just trying to lessen the number of times we go back over and
right.
over. So we will get that signed another time and before we submit for signatures.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Fishman, and we recognize that. All right, have we addressed everything? Any DRB member or anyone from the applicant team, is there anything that needs to be addressed still? Just there's a lot of material here, so I want to make sure I'm not skipping anything.
Madam Chair, again, Jackie Fishman, I just wanted to thank the DRB members, specifically thank Maggie for helping to facilitate our conversation with Solid Waste. I thought it was a good meeting that we had, and we are appreciative of that.
Okay. And I as well thank Ms. Gould for that work. What I'd like to do is take these up separately. And first off, we'll take item 6, which amends a previous site plan and removes a lot that's going to be in this new site plan. So that's why it's good to do that one first. So I will ask each board member to vote to approve or deny the application for a site plan amendment. This is item 6, SI 2021-255. And please go ahead and vote.
Lane Carter, Water Authority, I approve item number 6.
Carl Garcia with Code Enforcement, I approve.
Gerald Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, I approve. Jane Wolfenberger with Transportation, I approve.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves. There's a consensus vote of the DRB to approve item 6, PR 2019-2761, SI 2021-255, site plan amendment. Okay, next we're going to take up item 8, which is the plat that includes, I can't remember the lots, but includes the lot we just removed from that site plan. I think it's 26, and then adds them to lots 11 and 12. So item 8 is the plat with the 3 associated vacations. I will ask each board member to vote to approve or deny the applications in item 8 that I just outlined. And if you need delegation, please identify that delegation and the time needed. So going to Water Authority for vote.
Good morning, Blaine Carter for the Water Authority. I vote to approve item number 8 with delegation for the offsite easements to be recorded and document numbers noted on the plat. I think that's it. So that's it. Just that one item in terms of delegation. Just for the record, there is a paper easement required that is to be recorded after said plat.
Okay, thank you. Let's keep voting. Code Enforcement.
Carl Garcia with Code Enforcement, I approve.
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, I approve with planning handling the delegation for approval of a grading and drainage plan.
I know it's hard for you to say that. Okay, thank you. Our transportation engineer.
Hello, this is Jane Wolfenberger with transportation, and I approve.
Okay, and Jolene Wolfley, DRB chair, accepts assignment from hydrology for making sure the grading and drainage plan is approved, and also for the AGIS DXF file. And I'm going to do that for 12 weeks. And I think that's everything on the plat, Mr. Rodenbeck.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. They have all their signatures, so they're good on that.
Okay. There is a consensus vote to approve item 8, project PR 2019-2766, and applications SD 2021-53, preliminary final plat, SD 2019-56, vacation of public easement, 15-foot gas line, SD 2019-55, vacation of public easement, 20-foot water line, and SD 2021-54, vacation of public easement for a 5-foot PNM and MSTNT easement. Because the applications meet all the applicable requirements of IDO and DPM, with delegation to Water Authority and planning to address the issues just stated, for 12 weeks. Okay, with the plat in place, now we'll turn to the site plan for that same piece of land. And so the site plan is item 7. I will ask each board member to vote to approve or deny the application for a site plan and the associated infrastructure list that we've seen on the screen today. And if you're accepting delegation, summarize that delegation and the time needed.
Madam Chair, can I just mention something before we vote on that one?
Yes, ma'am.
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Rec. I just wanted to mention that the Nature Conservancy did come out with a climate ready tree list, and it is recommended for developers and for this board to review it, I guess, for selection going forward because of, you know, obviously the climate change issue. There is another ash on that list that may be appropriate, but I just wanted to let you all know, or let Jackie know to look at that list going forward.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Sommerfeldt. And let's go to vote, and starting with Water Authority.
Carter, Water Authority, I approve.
Carl Garcia with Code Enforcement, I approve.
Jill Sommerfeldt, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Mr. Armijo, this one you can take delegation on.
I'm sorry, my computer was glitching. I didn't hear anybody else vote. Sorry about that.
Oh, okay.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. Hydrology approves with delegation for approval of the grading and drainage plan.
Gene with Transportation, I approve.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves with delegation for the recorded infrastructure improvements agreement, the solid waste signature, and to allow the applicant to consider a replacement ash tree if they choose. So there's a consensus vote to approve item number 7, PR 2019-2761, SI 2021-256 site plan, and the infrastructure list dated today because the application meets all the applicable requirements of the IDO and DPM, with delegation to hydrology and planning for 12 weeks to address the issues just stated. So Ms. Fishman, my intent there is that if you, for any reason, want to change out your ash, you can do that. Okay. We appreciate Ms. Sommerfeldt trying to help us think of all the possibilities. Okay? So
thank you.
Congratulations, a lot of hard work here. Thanks, Ms. Holbert from Solid Waste Department. We appreciate everyone's cooperation and hope this can all get developed in a way that the users are happy together. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Okay. Let me keep track of my notes. I'm sort of looking at item 9 ahead. I think it's going to require a little bit of discussion. So I'm going to recommend that we're at about our 2-hour point. Would the board like to entertain a motion to recess until 11:05?
Blaine Carter, Water Authority, so moved.
Gene Wolfenberger with Transportation, I second the motion.
Please vote.
Mike Carter, I approve.
Carl Garcia with Code Enforcement, I approve.
Gerald Sommerfeldt, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, I approve. Gene Wolfenberger with Transportation, I approve.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves. There's a consensus vote of the DRB to go into recess until 11:05. When we come back, we will take up item 9. Thank you for your patience, Mr. Eddings and Mr. Campbell, and we'll see you at 11:05.